This week, the Supreme Court ruled in a 5-4 decision to uphold President Trump's travel ban, which was issued to prevent people from certain countries obtaining visas to enter the U.S. WXXI's Veronica Volk reports on one Rochester family dealing with the repercussions.
Mohammed Al-Fayyad is a machinist working in a shop in Rochester. But in 2010, he was living in Damascus, the capital city of Syria. And that's where he met a woman from Webster.
It's a long story. She was working in Syria on a horse farm, and I happened to work on the same, in the same place as she was working. And it's where I met her and got to know each other. We got engaged in Damascus.
When his fiance, Beth, could no longer support herself working in Syria, she applied for a visa to bring Al-Fayyad back to the U.S. with her, to meet her family and to get married. The visa process took about a year and a half, but ultimately, Al-Fayyad was allowed in.
And now we have a daughter.
Oh, congratulations. How old's your daughter?
She's 2.5.
What's her name?
Her name is Dahlia.
Like the flower.
Yeah, but it got a meaning in Arabic also, so it works both ways, you know, English and Arabic.
What does it mean in Arabic?
Dahlia means grapevine in Arabic.
In the years since he's been in the U.S., Al-Fayyad has gotten a degree at Monroe Community College, made a lot of friends, and found a community here. But his family, his parents and brothers and sister, they're all still in Syria.
We talk over the internet, you know, we use Skype, but I haven't been able to see any of them since I left in 2012. And we just started last year the process for an immigration visa for both of my parents.
That process is complicated by the travel ban, an executive order signed by President Trump intended to block immigration from several countries, including Syria. The order was supposed to be temporary, and it's been challenged in several high courts. But this week, the Supreme Court ruled to uphold the ban on the basis that it was within the president's authority to issue it. Syria has some of the strictest travel and visa restrictions on the list. And now, people like Al-Fayyad, who are working to obtain family visas, are caught in limbo.
I've been looking all over the internet, looking for information to know, like, what I'm supposed to do. Am I, like, able to, like, continue the process? It's like, there's nothing clear.
Al-Fayyad's parents still live in the city of Damascus. He says, compared with other areas in Syria, it's pretty safe, but not by U.S. standards.
Like, I watch the news and I hear there is a bombshell that fall on where my brother goes to college. I'm like, I get so scared, start calling, nobody answers. There's like 7 hours of time difference between here and Syria. It's just so scary, like, bad things could happen anytime.
Al-Fayyad has not given up hope that he'll eventually be able to bring his parents to the U.S. Under the travel ban, family visas can still be granted on a case-by-case basis. Veronica Volk, WXXI News.